Police, Florida man failed to pay for Waffle House tattoo. By Amy Furr on December 12, 2023. A Florida man who got the Waffle House logo tattooed on his calf at a parlor in St. Petersburg is accused of not paying for it. Officials arrested 33-year-old Max Krakent on a petty theft charge on December 2, not long after the incident happened at the Ink Gods parlor, Fox 35 reported Monday. Authorities responded to the business after the suspect got the $250 tattoo. He allegedly claimed he did not have his debit card to pay for his fresh ink. He reportedly could not provide proof of having that amount of money in his bank account and allegedly refused to pay the bill after he was given multiple options, the article said, adding the man apparently had $6 on his person, along with his driver's license. An image shows the suspect's mugshot. The man was reportedly under the influence when he received the tattoo, the Smoking Gun reported December 4. Ink Gods owner Neil Marcus told the outlet that Krakent's tattoo was gray and black because he did not want to pay $100 to add yellow ink, which would make it look like the Waffle House sign. In a social media post December 4, Ink Gods shared an article about the incident and posted an image of the tattoo in the comments. Readers can click here to view the tattoo. The Smoking Gun report continued. Charged with theft, Krakent, who lives in nearby Clearwater, bonded out of jail last night after posting $150. He has pleaded not guilty to the misdemeanor count. In addition to his fresh Waffle House art/piece of evidence, Krakent has several other tattoos, including a black and white tribute to Insane Clown Posse on his forearm. The business owner also told the outlet there have been incidents when customers try to leave the establishment without paying for a tattoo they received. However, those instances are more common during spring break.